Blog Talk Radio.
It's always good to have my peoples going directly in your side, grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said grits and wavy, wavy and grits. No, grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I'm glad you came through because you know that you're the How y'all feeling tonight, man? We good? Hey, yo, we good? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's up, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's always good. Oh, no, it's always great to see you. I'm sorry we got started a little late, y'all. I was tired of a little song, I mean, I did the show on time. I wrote it up on time, but you know. But yeah, I wanted to talk about this tonight because I thought it would be a little bit of fun. You know what I mean? Y'all see that I'm always talking about sex anyway. So I said, well, why not go all in? You know what I mean? You know, why not live up to the hype? You know, why not live up to the hype? Freak accident. Yeah, you was busy getting your little thing on. You know, you was getting groovy. Real groovy, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, something happened during your little freak session that scratched the record. Zoop, zoop. Zoop, zoop, zoop. Zoop, zoop, zoop. So, has it ever happened to you? It has happened to me. Maybe, no. I have definitely gotten hurt during sex before. Like, it's kind of crazy. You know, like physically gotten hurt. Thumped a toe before. Banged a knee before. You know what I'm saying? Fell. How many people have done that? Having sex, you got all wild, got all crazy. You know, it was getting all energetic. Fell off the bed. It happens. You know, hit your head on the headboard, and it actually hurt. You know, it wasn't just, you know, some things get excused and forgotten in the heat of the moment. But it doesn't mean that you didn't actually get hurt. Like later on, like you come away from that bedroom session. That's right, girl. I did that. You don't have to fuck with me, literally. And we gonna do this shit tomorrow too. Shit, cause you not be fucking with me, the bedroom bully up in this bitch. Shout out to all the women out there. Shout out to all the women out there who haven't had sex in years. In years. Do you know? I mean, I guess it can happen to a man too. But you know how they say, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And many people have lost it and had to get it back.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Almost forgot my ring. Had to get my ring. It seems, baby. But yeah, when you haven't had sex in a long time, a brother has to take it slow with you. You know, you got to take it slow with you, because he may have, you know, been sexually active, and if you're not sexually active, he don't know. Like, all men don't know. You can't just go in, you know, running all kinds of red lights and all that kind of shit. Or when the light turns green, you don't have to spin your tires. And there have been plenty of men who spun their tires at the green light. Light turned green. Arrgh! Joe, you doing donuts in the... Yo, son, you ain't got to do donuts. You could crash doing donuts. Hit a mailbox. Turned over fire hydrant. Yeah, but a woman can end up in the hospital over a sexual encounter if she hasn't had sex in a long time. I mean, it's a very invasive procedure, you know, having sex. It is. It's a very invasive procedure. You know, she hasn't felt, listen, I wouldn't want to be a woman or a gay man. I mean, I'm just keep it a buck with you. I wouldn't want to be a woman or a gay man, because they get penetrated. And I'm thinking, like, even just the word sounds invasive. Like, what you mean penetrated? That don't sound cool. Penetrated. When you brush your teeth, you don't consider yourself penetrating your mouth. You know why? Because it's more than enough space in there. But if you had to brush your teeth with your mouth closed, you would probably look at it a little bit different. Some people don't brush their teeth. You would think that they had to brush their teeth with their mouth closed. And I don't mean closed just like so you don't make a lot of noise. I'm talking about
what's going on, sucre, je toi? How you feeling, ma? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on through. And my man Jobs is in the house. My skin is my sin.
And also Cherry Dana. Dana Cherry, Cherry, Cherry Dana is Cinderella. Dana Dane. Well, there's the woman, Dana Dane. What's going on? How you feeling? All right, so let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Well, this your daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should too. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about freak accidents. Accidents for freaks. accidents when you're freaking. You was freaking and wound up having an accident. You done messed up. Now, what I'm not going to do tonight, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to name names. But you can best believe I'm going to name some situations, some freak situations that have been related to me over the years. Because I done heard some shit, seen some shit, heard some shit. And I think you'll find it of particular interest because the shit is crazy. So I'm gonna start off by telling y'all this one accident that I'm aware of, and the shit was mad. This thing was crazy. Because I never would have thought about it. But when I heard about it, I was like, you know, I was kind of wondered if something like this could happen. And it can. All right. A brother that I know was having sex with a chick. And I don't know. I guess it got really hot and heavy and energetic and, you know, crazy. And they was going at it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they was going at it rabbit style or some other kind of fast. Whatever, but he slipped out. He slipped out of her, and when he went back in, he didn't re-penetrate. He actually hit her thigh. And he wound up pulling the muscle in his penis. This is real shit. This is real, I would say swear to God, but I'm, you know. Something about swearing to God on a sexual act on a Thursday I just don't think that is necessary. If it was a Sunday, I would do it. But yeah, he wound up not being able to have sex for weeks. He basically broke his dick. Now you have to understand that the penis is a muscle. The vagina is a muscle too. So when one muscle is being penetrated by another muscle or is actually stopped by another muscle that is coming in contact with it by impact, basically the man's dick was hard and it got bent. I wasn't there, but I know the brother must have screamed his fucking lungs out. But he wound up in the emergency room over that. Now there's a whole lot of other shit that went in with that situation that I don't care to speak on because that is extremely personal. That what I just told y'all was personal enough. But I wanted to start at a high level. So y'all would know that y'all little Charlie horses that y'all caught when y'all was hitting it from the back because some of y'all haven't stood up that long. Like normally when we doing it doggy style, I just be on my knees. So, you know, it don't really be mattering. But this time, you know, the dude, he was a little bit shorter. He was taller than me. So I kind of had to stand on my tippy toes and my calves started burning. And next thing you know, I had a Charlie horse and them shit. And I tried to play it out because it was feeling good. And I want you to know that when you have to go into the emergency room because you broke your dick, pretty much anybody else that had any kind of accidents that night is like, yeah, it don't compare to this. It don't compare to this. You know what I mean? I know they didn't finish that night. It was over. Okay. We're going to have to call this game for interference. Basically, somebody got hit below the belt. Sucrezia Toi says, I recently almost cracked my neck. It was crazy. Crack your neck doing what? Well, hold on. How do you crack it? How do you crack? Okay. All right. I got you. Kyle Chamberlain was saying, it's almost 7:15. listen, my bad. But I'm here now. I'm here now. I'm here now. Oh, Narcil said carpet burns. Yeah. Carpet burns. You know how many men have gotten bad carpet burns during sex and played it off like it wasn't nothing? Next day, they chloroceptic Neosporin and they shit. Like, oh, yo. That shit hurt bad. In the heat of the moment, you're not really thinking about all of that. After everything's, you know, after you done what you did and the smoke clears and the aroma fades and you done already washed and all of that and slept it off a little bit, and next day you realize, like, oh, the next day is way worse than the first day. Okay. Freak accidents, y'all. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. So let's rock, baby. Let's rock, baby. Carol Chamberlain says, broken penis is what they call it. I saw it working in the... You know what? I should have goddamn known that this wouldn't be a foreign entity to you, Miss Chamberlain. You know what I mean? Some people done seen it all, done it all. Broke, she said, broken penis is what they call it. Saw it work. So Carol, you're telling me that this is a common occurrence? Well, I've only known one person that it happened with. But it's funny, because when he told me about it, I could see how it would happen. Like, yo, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Broken penis. Yeah, when it gets hard, it's full of, it's engorged with blood and shit. It ain't supposed to. No. That's a muscle that you don't want. I know he had to be in such great pain. That is mad terrible. That's mad terrible. Kristen Wavy says, a high level is passing out because you're being choked. Yeah, that's an accident of asphyxiation. Yo, man, you know, women nowadays in this choking shit. I had a conversation with a brother today about this shit. Like, what's with the choking? What's with the, I don't get it. And evidently, it's not just a male thing. I mean, a female thing. Remember David Carradine? Remember David Carradine died? You know David Carradine, the boy, you know, Kung Fu. He used to be on that show Kung Fu. You know, David Carradine. Remember he hung himself. Where was he in Japan? China or Japan or somewhere. And they said, nah, they didn't believe that he hung himself on purpose. He was butt naked. So they believed that he might have been doing a little asphyxiation trick because it's been said that when you have an orgasm and you're choking at the same time, it's like a different kind of feeling. I don't know. Like, I guess people who orgasm off anal, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, they said that they didn't believe that there was foul play or even a suicide attempt. They think that maybe he was trying to jerk off in a crazy kind of way. Like, why would you have to get fully undressed in order to hang yourself? And they say that the way he was hung, well, yeah, that was definitely a freak accident. A freak accident. Sucrèze Jatois says, some people like the idea of coming close to death. Okay. I mean, I know psychologically that's true. I ain't feeling it, but okay. Or Cummings close. Okay. All right, cool. All right, that's what we doing. All right. I'm good. We good? We good? Everybody good? We good? We're talking about freak accidents tonight, y'all. Freak accidents. Accidents that occur while having sex, while performing a sexual act. Ways to get hurt while you are having sex. Ouch. He ouched me. She ouched me. Yeah. So what we got? We got broken penis. We got death by asphyxiation. We got rug burns. We got Charlie horses. A lot of women really get embarrassed when they get a Charlie horse during sex. You know what I'm saying? You know. But this is like kind of one of those things I was talking about when I'm talking about when you haven't had sex in a long time, years and years, you have not had sex. You're really not prepared to jump right back into that game. Many women have ended up in the hospital over that, you know, in the emergency room, not knowing what happened. Right. Because a woman can become like a virgin again. You know, if she hasn't had sex for a long time, remember the vagina is a muscle. So over time, without it being penetrated on a regular basis, it just gets stronger and stronger, tighter and tighter and tighter. But the thing is, it's like when you have sex after years of not having sex, it's going to be like you are a virgin again. Like you got to, your cherry is rebusted. And there can actually be bleeding. And many women have bled during sex just because, well, I ain't going to say just because, well, but because they may have been dealing with a man with a smaller dick, and then they dealt with a man that might have, you know, had a mandingo dick and kind of, you know, let's just say he moved the furniture around where it had been set for years. You know, like, you know, you had that wall unit. You had that wall unit. Like, I've had this wall unit for 21 years. It's been in the same place. So if we move it from the carpet, you're going to see fresh carpet under there because nothing has ever been there. It's going to be markedly different from the rest of the carpet that's been stepped on and exposed. So that's kind of like what happens with the vagina after it gets penetrated after years of no action. So you moving ovaries around and shifting uteruses and, you know, cervixes are being, you know what I'm saying? They being, you know, thrown into disarray. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking tornado in that bitch. Like, shit is just, and there can be like a lot of pleasure and pain. But probably a lot of pain, it may be overwhelming or overshadowing the pleasure. If you're not dealing with a man that might, you know, that will take his time with you. So it can, like, we talking about freak accidents tonight. And when a woman is privy and subjective, open to infections. Let's say, and that's even with a condom on. Yes, women have caught infections, you know, because they had sex even though they had a condom, even though a condom was worn. You can get bladder infections and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you went from no dick all these years, and then you get with a, and he up there, he just touching everything. That, like, what the hell is going on? The vagina's like, yo, I thought we quit. What the hell? You ain't in Kansas no more, vagina. You got all kinds of gargoyles and flying monkeys and shit. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's good? What's good, Ma? Good to see me some you. And she says, like when he picks you up and start pumping and drops you. Let's talk about something. It's like, no. Or one of y'all hit the headboard too hard and have to stop. Or y'all switching positions and fell on the floor. All right, Cheryl. But she's right, though. And those are real world problems and accidents. You know, a lot of men out here watch porn. And you know how, like, in the porn industry, the dudes that in porn are normally in pretty good shape. So they picking women up and doing whatever and all of that. And, you know, a lot of these dudes, they don't work out. These weed-smoking, you know, 40-ounce drinking ass, you know what I'm saying, Hennessy guzzling, shot-taking motherfuckers. So they trying to pick up things. Listen, nowadays, thick is in. Men like all of these chicks that got weight. And over this last year, everybody done put on a few pounds. Well, I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of people have put on a few pounds. So you try to pick up something, you ain't picked up nothing in a minute. You've been at home collecting PUA for the past year. And here you are. You try to pick this chick up. And you went down. Down. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. To y'all. Peace to you. Peace to y'all. You know how it go and you know how we do. Yes, it's true. Narcissus said, Cheryl, okay, that's the show. Good night. Robbie Mink says, have you watched Sex Sent Me to the Hospital on cable? No, I haven't. Wait a minute. They got a show about this? Ain't nobody tell me about this shit. Hold on. Sex Sent Me to the Hospital. What in the hell? Let me see. Oh, it's on Prime. It's on Amazon Prime. Oh, Sex Sent Me to the ER. Oh, this sounds like my kind of show. Okay, it's on Prime, Amazon Prime. Okay. Man, we gonna see about this shit. Yo. It says, if something contains the words pop and rocks in the title, you probably shouldn't put it anywhere sensitive. Okay. I know what I'm going to be watching tonight. I'm going to check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Sent Me to the ER. Like, yeah. Like, so somebody else thought about this shit. That's pretty cool. Okay. Oh, she, Sucre Jatois says, it's on cable, too. Look, all these old daily go-get-em-ism freaks. I should have fucking known. See, y'all be trying to make it sound like it's only me. And I know it ain't only me, because I talk, but I'm not no freak. I be chilling. But y'all on this boat, look at this shit. This is crazy. She said, Timber! She said, it's interesting. The show is interesting and hilarious. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. I, good looking. All right. Emily says, yes, oh, they do. It's crazy. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, they sure do. I'm surprised you haven't. No, I ain't know. Sex Sent Me to the ER. Ain't this about a bitch? See, I be thinking I'm so original. I was like, yo, I'm going to kill him with this shit tonight. Motherfuckers done already watched this show before I put it on. Now I got to try to be original. No wonder. Well, Carol said that she saw it herself in the ER, so I can't say she got it from the show. Did they have that on the show? Oh, it's on regular TV too? I didn't know they had regular TV.
Okay.
Narcissus said, what? What? Oh, never heard of that show. Damn. Hey, that shows what y'all think of me, man. You know what? There's a part of me that's embarrassed, but it's a very little part. A teeny weeny, incy wincy, you know, little part. I said, this baby part is just like, you titty, I can't believe people look at you. I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about y'all, but I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck it. You can always change perception later on. Carol Chamberlain says, a coworker told me about it. Yes, Carol, a coworker. Yes. I hear you. Sure hasn't said, never heard of it either, but I know what's on my top watch list. Okay, that's what's up. But yeah, freak accidents. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, this what I'm going to transition to is something that's actually serious. Now, years ago, my grandmother used to always talk about how she killed my grandfather. You know, my grandfather had really bad cardiovascular issues. He had a heart condition. It wasn't no joke. Everybody on my mom's side of the family pretty much has a heart condition. It runs, heart disease on my mom's side runs rampant. That's why I'm always concerned about this type of shit. The doctors had given my grandfather, who I never met, I think my grandfather passed in like 1969, and I was born in 1970, so I never got a chance to meet him. But my grandmother, may she rest in peace, she used to keep it so 100. I mean, I used to get such a great kick out of my grandmother. But she said, yeah, I remember when I killed Luke. The doctor had told him he wasn't supposed to have sex. But I wanted some, and he wanted some too. So, but the way she told the story, she made it sound like he died in the act. But he kind of did. He overexerted himself having sex and pretty much had a heart attack and died a little while later. And she always felt like, had we not been freaks, we would have, you know, he would have still been alive. But she kept it a buck. She was like, I was still young and sexually active. I ain't going to be laying down with no man every night and not having sex. That's how my grandmother talked. Now, she wasn't ratchet with it or nothing like that, but she would keep it a buck. Like, I'm not laying down with ain't no man laying down with me every night and we not doing it. I'm like, but what about a sick man who you already had 9 kids about? She's like, well, if we had 9 kids together, then evidently we was doing way more than just laying down with each other every night, right? Right, Omar? So you see how this works? You know, Grandma, I do. You know, you put it in. So, you know, yeah. But many people have had heart conditions and overexerted themselves while having sex and ended up in the ER. You know, on a ventilator, in ICU, you know, oh, damn near getting their last rites read, calling the family in, that type of shit. Getting stents put in you over sex. Over sex. But it happens. It's real shit. And a lot of, you know, people used to look at elderly men, you know, as not being able to get it up no more. And it was true for a lot of elderly men. especially elderly men who smoke and drink for most of their lives. You know, most men who drink heavy and who smoke cigarettes, they not really fucking after around age 50. It's pretty much a wrap. And yeah, there are plenty who last a little while longer than that, but it's pretty consistent. It's pretty consistent. Men who drink heavily and smoke heavily, that is a dick killer. But when they came out with erectile dysfunction drugs, like Viagra, remember when Viagra first came out? And all of these older men were winding up in the hospital? Heart attack everywhere. Everywhere. It was a serious thing. So they had to put the warning labels on the Viagra. Like, hold on. Cats in the nursing home wound up going home. I'm going to say that again. Cats that was in the nursing home wound up going home. They had a home going service. Because they got the first base. You understand what I'm saying? Fucked around and hit a home run. And then they went home. And we ain't talking about his crib. You was in a nursing home and fucked around and went home. Oh, Jake. Man, Jake was the best. Pour out a little for Jake. Jake was the best. I love Jake. But Jake ran up in Elma. So Jake hit one for God's sake. Jake got called home. Jake got called home on a first base hit. Rest in peace, Jake. Young boys caught on to Viagra. Young boys caught on to Viagra. They were just using it to stay up. You know, a lot of these young cats, you know, a lot of cats, period, young, middle, old, or whatever. Some cats just can't hold a nut. You know, just keeping it a buck with you. Some men can't hold a nut. So, you know, they get a few strokes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And they buzz. You know. And it's funny because when you talk to most women about men who come quick, you know, they'd be like, he had a bad problem. He could only get in about 4 or 5 strokes and then he would bust. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, that's impossible. For a grown man, like, you ain't going to do nothing about that, son. I could see if you was a young boy, like you 13 years old, you know what I mean? You don't really know what you're doing. You just talking a lot of shit, whatever, you know. You might not even know you busting when you bust. But you in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you, like, it's unfathomable to me. But there has to be something to it. Because there are too many women who have that story to tell. So they was using Viagra. A lot of men were using Viagra, even though they may not have needed it. They were using it not for erectile dysfunction, but to become supermen. And it worked too well for some men, and they couldn't get their dick to go down. Now, imagine that problem. You got men out here who have erectile dysfunction, and they can't get it up. And then you have men who took Viagra, and they can't get it to go down. I remember hearing so many stories of men who took Viagra or whatever, and they had an erection for 4 to 6 hours. Do you know how painful that has to be? First of all, having an erection, period, is painful. A lot of men don't look at it that way or really talk about it. But when your dick is hard for a long time, it's not comfortable. It's not. And I ain't even talking about just blue balls, because remember, it's a muscle. So imagine making a muscle. You know how people, you know, use their biceps and they make a muscle. Imagine doing that for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Keeping it rock hard, like, yeah, yeah, have your son come over. Yeah, feel your old man's muscles. Yeah, I got it. I still got it, baby. Yeah, I still got 4 hours, 6 hours. They wound up right in the emergency room. And it's like, basically, how do you break down a hard dick? Like, well, his dick is hard and he's not even excited. It's not like he's looking at a nudie magazine or at the strip club or even backing, having a chick back it up on him on the dance floor. We just kind of have to wait and see. Like, maybe you can do something to divert the blood away from it. Like, do some push-ups or something. Do 100 jumping jacks. He might not be strong enough to do 100 jumping jacks. A lot of people can't do 100 jumping jacks. But 100 jumping jacks ain't going to get... You know how... Imagine... You know what? I'm going to keep that to myself. All right. Shirley, her husband said... Wait a minute. She said, I saw 100 Ways to Die. Two people had sex on a jump box and accidentally touched open wire and the girl on the bottom got electrocuted. Damn, man. Come on, man. That's a freak accident for your ass. Your insurance cover that. Did she die, Cheryl? Or did she just... Or was she just really, really shocked into retirement? Carrot Timberley says, Grandma says she wanted her man. Yeah, yeah. My grandma wasn't no joke. She got right, said Private Benjamin. Okay. T. Carrie Wright says, I'm dating myself remembering that scene. Oh, and Private Benjamin. You talking about Goldie Hawn, Private Benjamin. Okay. I don't remember the movie that well. Sherry says, 1, 2, 3. how long does it take to get to the middle of a Tootsie Roll Pop? A 1, a 2, 3. Okay. Remember that commercial well. Narciso says, I don't know, but I wonder about my cousin, an active police officer in his mid-50s and widowed for about 5 years, passed away 6 weeks after remarriage. Oh, shit. Damn. Well, that's mad unfortunate.
Hold on. Secret says, oh, she says, that can't be good with a bad heart. That dick be dead. Why did you just count? It's like a Charlie horse after a while.
Yeah, I guess so. So, you know, we're talking about freaks, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are talking about freak accidents on this Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Now, I mean, all of us were young at one time, and all of us were first-timers having sex. And if you really go back to the first times you had sex, probably for all women, all of those were freak accidents. Probably every time you had sex until it started to feel good in any kind of way, which probably took y'all, some women say that it took them over 10 times having sex before they started to feel any type of anything that they could associate with pleasure. Some women got it a little bit faster, whatever, you know. Well, but, you know, when a woman is first broken in, like I said, it feels like nothing but a big accident. It hurts. So women say it hurts a lot. And what men don't tell you is that it hurts them too. You know, a vagina is a muscle. That thing's squeezing down on you. It ain't sweet like that. Especially if a chick is if she the type of chick that don't really get wet like all of that. You know, every woman don't get wet the same. Every woman don't get wet the same. Some soak. You know, there's some women you got to change sheets, you know, after every time. And then there's some women it's like, well, I'm just going to call her Cactus Janice. Now, she can always, blame the man. It's like, well, you know, it's because you didn't get her aroused. Okay. Some women's arousal is only as good as some women's, like, ho-hum. So it ain't always the same. So a man can get hurt having sex unknowingly. You know, you ran into Cactus Janice. Like my brother used to always say, he used to say his girl back in the day used to say that she used to rip his shit to shreds. That is a straight quote. He's like, oh man, he ripped my shit to shreds again. It ain't sweet like that. And those who have never been through that, then you don't know what he's talking about. Part of it is his fault, because if you know that something is just a little uncomfortable, but you still try to finish anyway, well, it's kind of on you. It's the price you pay. That's right, Cactus Janet. You know what I mean, it is what it is. All right. Shorty Short Hudson says, Norris, you may be on the side. Wait a minute. What did he say? Oh, yeah, with the brother. R.I.P. Okay. Robbie Ming says, did Jake have a smile on his face when he went home? Well, he might have had a smile on his face before he went home. You know, when shit got real and you was actually having a heart attack, that ain't, from what I understand about how a heart attack feels, it ain't nothing to smile about at all. Feeling like a damn elephant is walking on your chest. There's nothing more uncomfortable than not being able to breathe. Now, imagine not being able to breathe and also feeling a pain that feels like somebody fucking smacked you you know when they build buildings and they have those stacks, those metal stacks, what they call girders? You know, they have to lift them with the crane, and that's how they build steel buildings. Imagine that, feeling like somebody fucking hit you with that and you can't breathe. So it's almost like you can't even cry. And that's all you want to do is cry. So, Narciso says, I don't mind a high water bill for washing the sheets every other day. I understand. I do. And I'm just saying, there's some, you know, what the boy Ply says, and, you know, they call it Miss Wet Wet. Because every time they do it, she fuck up the bed set. Miss Wet Wet. No. No, sir. She did not pee on herself. She peed on you. Get it? She peed on you, sir. If you're going to get peed on, and in every man's life, somewhere along the line, he will get peed on. Like it or not, ready or not, here we come. You can't hide. Gonna spray you and make it better. Ready or not, here we come. All right. TK Wright says, the first scene in Private Benjamin is her having sex with her new older husband. He dies on top of, he's sure dead. Now I remember. Oh, yeah. Private Benjamin. Goldie Hawn in the army. Yeah. Captain Emily says, my brother said it felt like he got hit with a sledgehammer in the chest. That sounds right. Whatever heavy object that you would definitely not ever want to encounter, imagine that hitting your chest. You know, that shit is all good in cartoons, but in reality, it's not. So, you know. But yeah, many people have had heart attacks while having sex. It's real shit. It's real shit. You coming and going at the same time. Real shit. I know my mama said that shit hurt like a boop. She said it hurt like a boop. But glad that, you know, she got her problems taken care of. But it's something that you have to take care of for the rest of your life. Like I said, almost everybody on my mom's side of the family. And those are the ones who smoked and the ones who didn't. It ain't even matter. It's a bad look. It's a bad look, baby. Daily go get a mission show. Freak accidents. You know. Man, come on, y'all. How many of y'all have stumped your toe while having sex? You know what I mean? You might have been setting up or whatever. Especially men mess around and kick the edge of the bed. What do you call it? The thing that holds the beds up with the wheels on it. The bed. The thing that the box spring sits on, you know, it has the wheels on it. The box spring. You said, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. No, Emily. The thing that the bed sits on that has wheels on it. You know, when you want to move your bed frame. Thank you, Carrie and Norris. Bed frame. Thanks, Queen Matu Maine. Thank you, bed frame. Yes. You can fuck yourself up bad on a damn bed frame. You can, terribly. Terribly. Sometimes you can have sex and actually kick it. And of course you're going to try to play it off at the time. Like, ooh, later on, that thing is going to be talking to you. You know a foot injury ain't no joke. You know a foot injury is, yo, man, a foot injury is nothing short of terrible. Nothing short of terrible. And it's no fun. There's no fun. And a foot or twisting your ankle. You can twist your ankle having sex. You can. You know, to twist your ankle, all you need is one awkward little move or whatever. Anybody who's ever twisted their ankle, you know, you look at it like, how the hell did I do that? You know, you be trying to take, it be hurting so bad. You know what I mean? You be thinking to yourself like, yo, if I could go back and unhurt this ankle, I would do it. Because this is bad, real bad, you know what I'm saying? My ankle is dead. And it makes sense because you have to carry the whole weight of your body on your ankle, on your feet. So standing is like, when you have a foot or ankle injury, It's grueling. It's grueling, but it's one of those freak accidents. Accidents that you have while you freaking. Accidents that you had while you was freaking. You was getting it in a little bit, and you got hurt a little bit, but the little bit actually hurt a lot. You can get hurt kissing somebody. You ever bump teeth? You ever bump teeth while you was kissing somebody? Y'all don't have to have big teeth. I do have big teeth. But you don't have to have big teeth in order, in order to kiss a person right, y'all have to be in sync. One head has to turn one way and the other one, and you can't just go straight up and down. This ain't a ABC after school special. No, y'all gotta work it out. Y'all have to know which way to go. But yeah, you can fuck around and bump teeth. Some people have really sensitive teeth, tooth issues. So you bump teeth while you kissing and shit, and you ain't thinking nothing of it. At the same time, the other person might be like, "Oh shit, I'm ready to stop." But yeah, that's a freak accident. That's a freak accident. Women giving head, using their teeth. Some women think that it's sexy to use their teeth just a little bit. They think that it's a little bit, but they never had a dick. So they don't understand that, yeah, how about you just leave all teeth out of the equation? Like, all the way. And some women really just don't know what they're doing when they give head. So they hear the word sucking dick and they've actually tried to do that. Like literally, they just call it that. You don't actually, that thing is not a straw. I realize that there's a hole in it, but you realize that the hole doesn't go anywhere that you can see. But I'm being honest. There have been women who actually tried to suck the dick. And remember we was talking a little bit earlier about that whole breaking the dick thing? Mm-hmm. Well, that will do it too. And it has happened to many a man. And you have to wonder if some of these women didn't do it on purpose. Like, either you're a fucking idiot or you are super overzealous. Either way, we can't go any farther. We're done. No, I'm not. I don't mean we're done as in I don't want to see you anymore. We're done for this sexual act tonight. You killed it. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, you killed it with your mouth. No, you didn't infect it. You unplugged it. You ruined everything. You're a terrible person. I'm going to tell all my friends you give it up. It's like, no. Then they'll blame me for you hurting them. Yeah. Now, I imagine that there could have been times when men were given oral sex also. You know, because women that I know, they say that, look, there are some women who like oral sex. That's all they like. Like, that's their thing. Like, that's the only way they know how to come, and that's it. And then there are women who can take it or leave it. Like, all right, it's cool. It's cool, but you still got to give me some after that because, you know, they feel like they got to get their back hips into it and all of that. They got to get their legs in the air. Like, you know, some women, you know, don't feel right unless they get their legs in the air or their booty in the air, something. Peace to y'all. But when you hear women talk about getting bad oral sex, you know, they speak about it like, you ain't never got to do that shit to me ever. Like, we can take it off the table all the way. Like, I don't need that. I know, you know, a lot of women look at it like the best thing since sliced bread, but not me. Go ahead, dude. Take down your trousers. We'll do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to go back to Adam and Eve. Shout out to Adam and Eve. A lot of people say that the whole forbidden fruit thing with Adam and Eve was actual oral sex. I don't know, man. You know, people are trying to interpret the Bible, misinterpret the Bible, however it go, whatever, you know, what it do. Oh, shit. Antel Jones says, broken end table for, during foreplay. Wow. Wow. A whole end table? Okay. Cal says, wow, Antel, some like it rough. That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, in the movies, having sex on the beach seems really romantic until you actually have sex on the beach. And you realize that shit is just in the movies. And you know what? Let's just say with sex, when you have sex on the beach, sand, what? No, you know how in just... There's no way to lay on the beach without getting sand on you. So how you think, what do you think happens when you have sex on the beach? Don't have sex on the beach. Under any circumstances, don't have sex on the beach. Under any circumstances, leave that shit for the people in the movies because they're not really having sex. You don't try to have sex in the beach because both of y'all will be fucked up in the process and end up in the, yeah, no, yeah. Sucre Jatois says, sand in any crevice ain't fun, including your toes. Sand is bad. There's nothing fun about sand. It's nice to look at. Do not try to have sex on the beach. There is no blanket wide enough, long enough, big enough for you to have sex on the beach. You cannot do anything on a beach without getting sand in it. People mess up radios just having them on the beach. Get it? Okay. All right. Narcio says, don't remind me of the time somebody actually removed their damn, Ansel says, kissing someone with braces. Damn, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, shit. Kissing you is all that I am thinking of. Kissing you is, ooh, ooh. No matter, yo, shout out to Total. Shout out to Toto. Okay. Gal Chambers says, sand in your ass. Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. But yes, and sand in your ass ain't fun. It ain't fun. You know how hard it is. When you just have on swimming trunks or a bathing suit, you know, when you take your clothes home to wash, it'd be like sand everywhere. It'd be sand in the clothes that wasn't in the sand. Sand bad. No, don't try to... Don't be trying to do that movie shit. All movie shit, some shit need to just stay in the movies. And sand ain't nothing, but dirt. Ain't nothing but dirt. It's just ocean dirt. Water dirt.
Head on the boardwalk. Sex in a Honda Civic.
Okay, yeah. Before we get out of here, I guess we got to talk about the accidents that can happen. Having sex in a car. Yeah, cars are small. And it's another thing. Having sex in a car is exciting. But you have to have the right car. You could fuck around, get a cramp. We've already talked about Charlie horses, and a Charlie horse is nothing but a cramp. But yeah, you mess around and get a cramp in a small ass, like Carol said, a Honda Civic, a Toyota Tercel, that old car that called an MG. It was called a midget MG for short. That other car that no black men should ever drive. What's that shit called?
It was in that movie, The Italian Job, with Mark Wahlberg. Mini Cooper. No black man should ever drive a Mini Cooper. Ironically enough, tall white men will buy a Mini Cooper and be up in that shit like, yo, this thing has a lot of space. You know, as long as you the only person in it, you taking up the whole car, homie. You taking up the whole car, son. So, okay. All right. Backseat of a Yugo. Oh, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. All right, y'all. We got to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. Jive freak ass. Hey, yo. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Diana Jackson turning 37 years old today, and Sherry Wilson turning 36 years old today, and Denise Young turning 43 years old today, and last but not least, Inez Lola Johnson. Lola, 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 Lola. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. May 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, we was talking about freak accidents. We cannot leave this show without talking about the biggest freak accident ever known to man, and that's called pregnancy. Yeah, I was so surprised that nobody brought that up. The biggest accident that you can have while having sex is pregnancy. And many of us, or all of us, are a result of that accident. Oops. 9 months. Yeah, you don't find out to the third month. 9 months, but you don't find out till the third month. We got a month to decide. Yo, you know that she ain't gonna ride, she gonna slide. You about to have that baby. You went crazy all up in them guts, and now what? You got 18 to 20 years lifetime. Yo, you gonna be a daddy. Yo, you shy. Make sure your dad don't try to disappear. It's gonna be all right for you and the dad. Freak accidents, pregnancy. Guess what? Are you ready? Narciso says, yeah, pregnancy with the wrong one. Freak accident. Pregnancy with the wrong one. That's a funny thing because I know a lot of men and women feel that. Like, yo,
a lot of women be feeling like, yo, I got knocked up from a dude or by a dude that I didn't even like. I didn't even enjoy myself. And here I am, I'm having a baby. You may not have enjoyed the sexual act, but hopefully you'll enjoy fatherhood or motherhood. I'm going to thank y'all for coming through. Appreciate y'all coming through. I hope y'all enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. For my brothers, I hope that your penis never winds up wrapped in gauze. Please don't have that kind of freak accident. And for my sisters out there, may you never have to let's just put it this way. May you never have to soak in Epsom salts. Because we didn't talk about that, but like I said, when you haven't had sex in a long time and then you're penetrated, you know, this shit be swole for days. Like, you might have had sex on Sunday, but you couldn't do it again on Monday. Your shit is, it's supposed to be, get on up out of here. All right, man. Blog Talk, I'm going to get you up out of here. Thanks for coming through. Yeah.